seeing his evolution on how he wanted to do business was one of the most intriguing things. Richard Nixon wanted the written word, that's well known. He didn't want the oral. Gerald Ford came in, and the first 3 days he was in office, he said to many different people, now I'm a person who likes to just get a bunch of people around the table and have it out head to head with them. And if you'd heard him in the first few days, the paper was meaningless. It wasn't 3 weeks that I was in a meeting with him that he was growling because he hadn't had the paper first. And what he evolved was the best of the systems, which is get the combination of the well-prepared paper where everyone has had an opportunity to see, comment, and refine that paper. Then have the head-to-head where he can really get the feel for things that a person's not willing to put in a paper. Because let's face it, in a political world and in a world of leaks, and in a world where not everyone can get the exact nuance of a writing of what their position really is, it gives the president an opportunity in that. Now, this was a fundamental difference between those White Houses.
I'm going to jump in, but just one sec. Why do you think that change occurred? You said, I mean, I know you want to pursue the question of whether there was a difference, but leaving that aside, from what you said, I can see two possible reasons. One would be, one might have to do with your own experience under the Nixon administration. And I was interested in knowing whether that was any...
I was the way that I shared it, but I knew the back door.
No, what I was doing. Or was it Ford's initiative that caused this new system, Jim? I mean, what was it? What was the reason for this, as you
multiple,
described it?
Multiple reasons. First of all, there was the feeling that was expressed down here that... this was a very tight, closed-in place where one or two people were running the whole thing. But one reason was to create a change. Remember, we were looking for different ways of doing things, and this was a very different way that would impact on that perception, so it was done from that perspective. It was done, secondly, because Gerald Ford, as a human being, had that sense of fairness. It was done, thirdly, in my judgment, because I think President Ford, based on his Hill experience, had learned that you're very well advised to touch all the bases. Now, somebody once described politics as like baseball. All you got to do is touch all the bases. But as one old guru told me when I first came into the government, there are two fundamental differences. One is there are a hell of a lot more bases than three or four, and secondly, their geographic location is constantly changing. And if you come at it with that viewpoint, you then want, as a matter of protection, if you're sitting in the White House, to not be blindsided, to have some nuance, either political or substantive, that you won't otherwise get, and from the standpoint also of just good, sound policy making, you want multiple views. But it's all those elements combined, and probably others.